Hello, my friend. I hope you're well and well into your experience of Easter, the joy of this season, or whatever this religious season might be for you, for those you gather with, the faith and deep tradition that gathers you up. I gather here with all of you, and especially my Christian sisters and brothers. This is Easter afternoon, and excuse the privilege of just stepping deeper into that circle that wants to open to everyone and is open. It does not only want to, but Christ died that all circles would be open. In the first reading for Easter Sunday Mass, the second reading, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, 34, and then 37 to 43, Peter, and he's always great for these lines. Here we are. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John had preached, how God anointed Jesus the Nazareth with Holy Spirit and power." And here's the zinger line. So what all about that? "He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." It strikes me that simple image as one that's, as we say in our world, under the radar. We shoot high at what holiness is and incredibly high at perfection for ourselves as human beings who do or do not use holiness as a primary scale in which we want to grow, develop, or be measured. Here we have the one who is all in all, that just a fullness of it all, and just unselfconsciously, in the person of Jesus the Christ, walking around doing good and healing all those oppressed. Here called the devil, we would say probably forms of darkness. We might even go as far as to say deception. We may say those who go around causing trouble. There are different ways in which the devil, that force, is named or claimed in different traditions, but it seems to be one that is normally understood as opposed to the good. And the good, just to say a word or two about that, not the good so much ideologically, but the good in practice. This call to go around doing good and healing. Easter or any other religious time can seem out of time, which is wonderful. But if also it sort of feels beyond our reach and outside our boundaries of possibilities, we're missing it. Certainly, and at least in our Christian celebration, Christ came that not only we would be one, but we would be drawn in and through the Son into this relationship with a Father that has already always been. John's gospel is just full of the beautiful imagery of this. And rather going on about it, that really becomes the wonderful opportunity we have. Now, you and I know, but just to say it out loud, you don't have to be a priest or a sister or a brother. You don't have to be a person of middle age with special skills or an elder in the community. There's no criteria for this other than a good heart and a willingness to have a fresh start in your life, to receive humbly the Spirit of God and God's holy operation, which is one of those neat phrases that showed up here near the end of Lent, I believe. That God who wants to operate, work within and with us, the one who found fellowship with us in Christ Jesus and asks us to fellowship with one another, women and men, going about healing as we might, and doing the good we can. These become signs of the resurrection. They become banners and proclamations in the world of simple disposition towards the love of one another. And as Christians, we would say, towards the love of one another in Jesus Christ. So I would invite us to take a little time and reflect on this. And you might say, you know, I've listened to you enough, Dan, this is it. Well, I'd say maybe that's a good sign. Draw into your own quiet, your own solitude, with your own image or word, if you've been at Easter services, that's rung a bell in your heart. Don't let me give you the bell. Certainly, don't let me tell you how that bell tolls for you. But each of us are here to listen, I believe, to a world that needs the bell that will ring within us and will ring beyond us through the hillsides and valleys and into cities, that will cry out for justice, peace, and reconciliation among all of God's creatures. That is who we are, an Easter people. And the great image from St. Augustine, we are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. We are an Easter people, and Alleluia means, and he is risen, and that is our song. Let that song be the bell in your heart. May the bell in your heart be that song of resurrection, of freedom, of new life, of love that surpasses darkness, death, disagreement, division, and heals it, and leads us to ways and paths of peace. The green pastures that can be in life before we leave this life to go to the green pastures with our God. As we still remember those who've died over this past year, and since this time last year, the holy memory and the sadness of those who've gone, we hold them here as God holds us and says, go now into the world and bring good news. Go into the world. Go wherever you are called to go this week. Having paused and listened to the bell, heard the one who will tell you the truth about you and call you into peace. Go then. But possibly first and together be still and know that I am God. Greg Lacamelli's family, the mountain family, many stand with us now in this mystical moment of quiet, even in solitude. Oh, be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be a joyful and happy, love-filled and peace-bearing Easter season to you.
Now the green blade rises from the berry grain. We eat that in dark earth many days has lain. Love lives again that with the dead has been. Love is come again like we know rising green. In the grave they laid him, love by hatred slain, thinking that he would never wake again. Laid in the earth like rain that sleeps unseen, love is come again like wheat on rising green. Like the risen rain, he that for 3 days in the grave had lain, raised from the dead, my living Lord is seen. Love is come again, like wheat arising green. When our hearts are wintry, grieving or in pain, though a touch can call us back to life again, fields of our hearts that dead and bare have been. Love is come again, like wheat arising green.